The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers by the father and son team of Mahoney Asset Management, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. Connor, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Yes, and excuse my cough, cold, whatever's going on here. I don't know if you ever had one of these summer things. Not fun, hard to shake. But anyway, I love these question and answers that come in through our website, MahoneyGPS.com. You can pose a question there too. We'll have it here. And a lot of these questions that come through either clients or potential clients or through our website, I think are great and they help others. Because again, if you have a question, it's kind of like most of the people probably have the same question. And what's really kind of cool, Connor's put this together for last week, and here we are for today's program. I don't know the questions even, so it's kind of fun to actually hear these questions live and kind of what we're thinking about of how best to answer these questions. So, Connor, go right ahead with the mystery question as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what the questions are.
Right, and as Ken alluded to there, if you would like to submit a question, the way to do that would be go to the website, MahoneyGPS.com, and then go to the contact tab. You could put in your info, and then you just ask the question. And we keep everyone anonymous on here. We're not giving away any names or where anyone's from or anything to that degree, just for anonymity purposes. So, so the first question is actually, Ken, is there going to be a new book in the works anytime soon?
I do like that. So I'm up to 9 books I wrote, but kind of the same theme, 9 different ways, quite frankly. You know, Tales of Two Retirement, Can I Retire, Not Your Father's Retirement, 10 Things to do Before You Retire, which now is the most popular book offering on WHUD. So number 10 would either be a best of, so to speak, consolidating some of it, or I've been really thinking about some of my teachings I've learned from Dr. Wayne Dyer over the years. You probably remember him on PBS over the years. And I used to go to his seminars, read his books about abundance and abundance thinking, because, you know, we can give a lot of tactics and skills and so forth in the books, which we do. But it's also about having the right mindset. And I think when we get to retirement, we don't want to live scarcity. You know, I mean, you've worked all these hours, you worked weekends, you worked nights just to kind of sit around and pay the bills. Your goal is to kind of live an abundant lifestyle in retirement. So long answer to that question, Connor. I don't think we even discussed this. Right. So great question by someone that came onto the website, I guess. But the next book will either be a best of book, you know, kind of put in the best resources together from the previous books, or perhaps a book on abundance and how to live a retirement in abundance, no matter what your budget is.
Right. Yeah. And that makes sense. So.
And by the way, Connor, you could write the foreword then at this point. So yeah, that'd be cool.
We can maybe we'll write a co,
co-author. Yeah. Let's do that.
Some degree. That'd be pretty cool actually. The next question is, as I begin thinking about my retirement plan, how should I consider long-term care into that equation?
Wow. So things have changed so much in long-term care. I've been doing this for 34 years. And in dog's life, I've been doing this for 200 years. Connor, I know you're probably shaking your head like, oh my gosh, here he goes again. So long-term care for a lot of years, I'd say, I think it makes a lot of sense. The big problem I have, particularly in New York State, is knowing that people are paying 20, 25% more per year. It's amazing in New York that there's not some regulator or something like that said, you can't do that. You can't issue policies and then start tacking on 20, 25, 30% a year. So look, I understand the basis for long-term care. That is, one spouse has a long-term illness to really hurt the other spouse, especially in these areas here in the Hudson Valley. You know, we've seen this. We've seen people pay $12,000 a month, $14,000 a month, or even more. And sometimes not the best of services, God forbid, you know. I think there's some things you can do legally. Something we really can't make recommendations on, but it's in the area of, you know, putting your house in a trust and speak to your attorney about it. But I really don't like the long-term care lately, to the extent that a lot of these insurance companies in New York specifically are raising and increasing the cost as much as they are. So I'm not liking that. I'm not liking long-term care for that, but maybe you could find some legal tools to get you to accomplish the things you want to accomplish.
Right. That makes sense. It's honestly a good answer. There's it's tricky. It can be really, really expensive. And it definitely depends on each person's situation. And honestly, yeah. Go ahead.
And look, I'm licensed in all this, and as you are too, Connor. But again, usually we refer it out because, again, we must stay in our lane, which is retirement planning and investing. But like every now and then, I'll write a policy to help someone out. And every now and then I'll get a call like John, you know, make this guy fictitious, but John would call and say, hey, I'm still paying the life insurance. I'm like, John, it's nice to hear your voice. You know, it's like you take insurance out and you want to like ding, 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 ding. Now it's like, John, nice to hear your voice. Glad to hear your voice. Keep paying the premium, so to speak.
But, right.
As we get older, though, my point is that, you know, you're younger. You have the white picket fence, 2.2 kids at home, big mortgage, college not paid for yet. You want a lot of life insurance. And then you get to a point in your life, the kids are grown, maybe no mortgage left on your home. And you kind of look around and say, geez, you know, I probably don't need life insurance anymore. The biggest thing that can hurt you financially and try to close the door to risk of long-term care. But you need to find out if, in fact, you go to long-term care, speak to a few different experts in that area. We have referral services for that. But find out what is in the policy, the biggest increase they're allowed per year, because it seems like they're pushing that envelope every year on that.
Right. And honestly, to expand on that, if we have the time, a lot of people who are older, not just to throw out some ageism, obviously, but as your kids are 25, 30, so on and so forth, of course, it's nice to have life insurance for them when you do pass away. But if they're, you know, financially independent by that point, you could definitely consider cashing in your life insurance or selling the policy, getting a good chunk for yourself, for your retirement and such. That's something to consider if you do have life insurance at this moment. It's not like you're beholden to it until you do pass away, which is something to look into, of course.
Right. It's like creating a legacy. But then once you create a legacy and you have other assets, if anything happens, you have those assets to pass on to the next generation. And again, obviously, you need to do a deeper dive than what we can do here on the radio. And right after this segment, we're going to come right back to questions and answers by the father and son team of Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney on a GPS for your finances. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, this is Mike Bennett. I want to talk to you about Ken Mahoney and his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. There's so much going on these days. It kind of reminds you of the song by Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, right? Russia, China, higher inflation, raising rates. I can't take it anymore. Where should you turn? Well, how about Ken Mahoney? For his book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Certainly not your father's world either. Each chapter builds on the next to put the pieces back like your father or mother's retirement was. The first 20 callers right now will get the book for free. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. This is Ken's most popular book. It's relatable and it's not filled with financial jargon to just make you more confused than you were before. If you listen to Ken's GPS for Your Finances Sunday mornings here on WHUD, this is a perfect companion to what he covers. Call for the book right now. Ken Mahoney's Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. Here you go one last time. 845-371-0101 right now.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers by the father and son team, Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney. So great to keep your questions coming in. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And listen, you just heard my friend Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett. Actually, Connor Mahoney did an internship with Mike Bennett at WHUD. Yeah. We love Mike Bennett. Who doesn't love Mike Bennett? Mike and Casey Show, once again, one's best of Westchester, best of the Hudson Valley. They do it every single year. But Mike talks about my book. You just heard him talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. You may have heard this commercial over and over again. You may have heard us on Sunday mornings talk about it. The first 20 callers will get this book for free, either as an ebook or a physical book. Here we go. 845-371-0101. 1-800-273-8601. I think it's a perfect companion to what you do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you join us, sometimes you can't. It's all right there. And so 95's Retirement is actually kind of a semi-autobiography about my dad, Robert Mahoney. Connor's actually named after my dad, his grandpa, Connor Robert Mahoney. Connor Robert Mahoney. And my father actually worked a local 38 up in Brewston, New York, a sheet metal worker. He had a pension, he had an annuity, healthcare, vision, dental, you get all that, right? So, but what the book, Not Your Father's Retirement, Not Your Mom's Retirement, Grandma, Grandpa, is that we don't have those things necessarily. Some do, of course, if you're teaching and law enforcement and so forth. But for those who don't have it, each chapter try to build on each other of how you can create your own annuity, how you can create your own pension, how you can create some of these other type of things. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free. Grandpa's not with us anymore, but we have Ken Mahoney, Connor Mahoney. Connor, I think you have a lot, just before I get the phone number out, but I just want to say, Connor, how would you depict your grandpa? I mean, a big Yankee fan, like what comes to mind when you think about your grandpa?
Yeah, I mean, show up to the house on Sundays to watch the game, you know, case of Budweiser, you had the onion dip and chips out, you know. He was blue collar at its best, and he was it's just so down to earth and such a great guy. The basement was full of Yankees memorabilia. May as well have been a shop in the Yankee Stadium, honestly. we really enjoyed the times with him, of course. And yeah, he had that really great retirement plan, being, you know, a laborer slash blue collar. And that's what that book is based on, which I've of course read. And that's some insightful stuff there as to how putting together your own type of Bobby Mahoney plan, you know?
Exactly. So here we go. To get that book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, semi-autobiography about my dad, Connor's grandpa. Here it is, 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. And no doubt, my father's one of the biggest Yankee fans going. So think about that. Come on, Yankees, get in gear here. Come on, Judge, get back, say some home runs. Well, stay tuned. Casey show's coming up next. It's called Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Why not? And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index report Monday morning, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. And actually, Connor filled in a couple of times the last couple of weeks. And you probably hear Connor giving the market report on the Mike and Casey show, the famous Mike and Casey show now. And that's right after the traffic. And then we got you covered on the way home around 6:15 on the Andy Bell show right here on WHD. Bill Kugel, he'll tell you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, what they did, maybe what they didn't do, the local Hudson Valley business news, all that we created right there. And everything we do, TV appearances I had last week, this past week, I should say, our podcasts, our radio programs, our newsletters, educational articles, our GPS system, it's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. The reason why GPS, we try to navigate you around all this financial jargon, all these financial things, and try to make it, to simplify it, for you to take action. So it's Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, GPS.com. And today's topic, questions and answers. And right before the break, we had some really good questions. And Connor, go ahead. What else is in that mailbag of questions?
Sure. Here's another one. So can I take retirement money out of my accounts before 59 and a half without paying a penalty?
Good question. So believe it or not, most people are going to say no. The answer is yes. At 55 and older, again, you have to work with your accountant on this. There's something known as a 72T, I'm thinking like 72 for teachers, that you could start taking maybe about 3 or 4% of your retirement qualified money before 59 and a half. So let's go traditionally. So 59 and a half is a cutoff that typically if you take before 59 and a half, you get a 10% penalty. Once you're over 59 and a half, you can take money out without any penalty, but you have to pay federal taxes, state taxes. But there is a little kind of, I can't say gray area because it's fully approved by most accountants, but you can implement the 72T. So let's say you retire young at 55 due to health, or you retire because you want to retire. You don't necessarily have to wait to 59 and a half. You could actually start taking income from 55. Again, I can't go through the whole details, but basically once you start it, you have to take it for at least 5 years. But there is a way to start taking money earlier than 59 and a half. You heard it here in the program, at 55, as long as you hit the right boxes, and there you got to check with your accountant. But great question, because it does bring that up when people say, gee, I'm going to wait to 59 and a half to retire because then I can access my money. Guess what? Retirement money, that is. Guess what? There may be a way for you to access your money at age 55 using a code 72T.
Right.
T as in Tom, T as in teacher, T as in fees.
And I guess if some people have maybe most of their money is in a retirement plan and they don't have a lot of excess savings, there of course, you could decide to take money out, but be wary about that, you know, 10% penalty. Say you took out $10,000 to pay out $1,000 on that amount. If, you know, and obviously you have to do your own kind of calculations if that's worthwhile for you or not.
Yeah, these are really good questions. Also, let's say you're buying a house, selling a house. Now, this may not apply, but if you take, let's say you have a retirement account for $100,000 and you need to access $50,000 of it. If you put it back within 60 days, no harm, no foul. You don't have to pay taxes or penalties or those type of things. Now, you can only do that once a year. That's usually plan G, not plan A, B, C, or D. But there is a potential that if you need your money quickly and you can get it back, you believe, within that 60-day period, there is a lot more flexibility in retirement accounts. As I said, 55 years old, 72T. And another flexible, if you take money out and put it back within 60 days, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, no, that's a good conversation.
Wow, you know, that segment by so fast, Connor. We have to jump to this break, and then we'll be right back with your questions and answers by the father and son team, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. Welcome to a GPS Refinances. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Bennett for Ken Mahoney Asset Management. You know Ken, he's written a bunch of books and one's more popular than the next. Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. You want a free copy of that book? Just be caller number 1 through 20 right now at 845-371-0101. Now the book sells at Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get it for free right now. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide to financial security. The number to call, 845-371-0101. The book covers how best to invest your 401k or 403b plan. It addresses how to make volatility your friend. In the stock market, there's a lot of volatility all year round. First 20 callers get the book for free. Ken Mahoney's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, a GPS guide for financial security. Just call this number, 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Kent Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. A little bit under the weather today, but getting through it. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHT. And today's topic, questions and answers, questions that you pose to us on MahoneyGPS.com website by father and son team now, Mahoney Asset Management. You just heard my friend Mike Bennett talk about the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers, I know you can do it, Early Bird Gets the Worm, will get this book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Book sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99. But you're tuning in, call us, 845-371-0101. I've had people say, I've been listening to it for years. I've been listening for 10 years, 15 years. I'm like, well, cool, get a book. Get a free book, Not Your Father's Retirement. 845-371-0101. I also want to thank Randy Turner, engineer extraordinaire, that makes this show possible every Sunday morning. And of course, we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. And chances are, if you're driving around these wee hours, you're probably an essential worker. You're starting a shift or ending a shift. If you are, thank you, thank you, thank you. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I've dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. Okay. And of course, they give the WHT Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And sometimes you hear Connor Mahoney filling for me. And around 6:15, though, Andy Bill Show. Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management. You've heard that Southern accent, right? So he'll give the national business news, what the indexes did, Dow, S&P. So we can cover you all throughout the week. Saturday, we take a break. And of course, here Sunday morning, present to you a GPS for your finances. All our information, TV segments, radio, podcasts, as they're known now, newsletters. What else is on there, Connor? Educational articles. You wrote a bunch of educational
right.
articles.
Yep.
We try to put as much information sorted out for you as a GPS to help you navigate this kind of tricky environment for you to take action, for you to kind of help out yourself, your family, and your legacy that you can create. All right, let's go to the mailbag of questions. Connor, what else do we have here?
Yeah, so another question is, what are your thoughts on the use of credit cards? I see there are mixed opinions on them out there.
Yeah, so generally we don't like credit cards, particularly now the rates have gone up. Now, one thing we know that, you know, interest rates have gone up 10 different times. The Federal Reserve, which we thought were in the eighth or ninth inning, looks like they're going extra innings, and it's very possible July or August may raise rates also. So a lot of people look at mortgage rates approaching 7%. A lot of people look at money markets, 5, 5.5. Look at CDs, 5, 5.5. But you forget another thing, credit cards? Yeah, 18, 19, 21, 22, 24%. Stop me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's disgusting. Some of these big banks, and I can't name them because I don't know what the liability, but you know who they are. You bank with these companies that give you 1% of your savings, and the next person opens up a credit card, and disgustingly, 20%. So stay away from credit cards. And by the way, if you have a big balance, there are some programs, very few out there because rates have gone up so much, we could transfer balances. But try as you may, because look, if it's 15%, 20%, as much as the investment advice we want to give, there's nothing guaranteed that's 15 to 20%. Little by little, try to bring those balances down. But what's been really sickening for a lot of people lately, because the interest rates are so high, is that they pay these, you know, let's say you pay $500 a month, and a year later, your principal balance may have grown because of higher interest rates. It's really a problem. So great question, but right. No, we do not have credit cards, particularly now with all these rate hikes, and especially some of these banks really taking advantage, I believe, really taking advantage of people, you know, offering 1% or 2% of the savings, and at the same time, 18, 19, 20, 24% usury mafia. Mm-hmm. That's really mafia type of interest rates.
Yeah, and two things about that is you could use a credit card kind of as a debit card, essentially, and pay it, you know, after the charges finally, you know, post, or at the end of like the month or the period, as long as you don't. Basically, the idea is just never leave like a big balance on there, because that's where you're probably going to get hurt. And the other thing that I was going to say has to do with, yeah, those interest rates being, like Ken mentioned, just, I think, honestly, I don't even know if there's any under 20% anymore. So when you leave those big balances on there, that is, that hurts. It can hurt and puts you in a bad position for sure.
Tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, questions and answers by the father and son team, Ken Mahoney and Connor Mahoney. And we have time for a couple more minutes for a couple more questions. And let's go to that mailbag.
Surely. So this question says, do you think the market rally for the year is done, or do you see downside potentially going forward?
Interesting. I'm going to let Connor do most of this one. So we've had an unusually strong start to 2023 after an unusually awful 2022, kind of inverse mirror of each other. Here we have the NASDAQ, the biggest return for starting out the first 6 months since 1983. In 1983, Reagan was president. Ronald Reagan was president. What else? Oh, Dave Rigetti on July 4th for the Yankees pitched a no-hitter. And yours truly graduated from Hendrick Hudson High School. So that's a long time ago, 40 years ago, to find the first 6 months of the year to see the NASDAQ do what it's doing. The lies have been a pullback. I think, you know, it's always hard to know. Those who live by the crystal ball often eat glass. I always kind of kid around about that. I think the market may come back a little bit. Down a little bit because it's going up so fast, so rapidly this year over the excitement about AI and a lot of technology shares. But kind of, curious to hear what you think your thoughts are on that question.
Yeah. So the question asks, is it done? I think the word really is it needs to digest. So I think that's the S&P is up about 15 or so percent for the year, and the NASDAQ's up 30.5% as of the close today. So that's a really nice move after having a really tough and bad year. So, but honestly, a lot of times when you're pretty parabolic move to the upside, you just see like a lot of chop and like sideways movement before it can resolve in either direction. It's hard to just throw it out there that it's just going to come falling back down just because we went so far up. It's kind of not entirely how it works.
And at the moment, we do have the
done, but it's digesting, and we'll see.
Yeah, and we have some headwinds over there. We have some headwinds here with the Federal Reserve now going to raise rates further as they're still trying to target inflation at 2%. And that gave the markets the heebie-jeebies the last couple of weeks. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.